How does suffering trickle into your life? Do you regularly watch television, perhaps the nightly news or some of the tabloids on television, perhaps reality TV shows? How does suffering trickle into your heart? Are you bleeding with sadness because of the stories that you hear on the radio or watch on the television? How does suffering trickle into your life? How much of your day do you spend suffering in conjunction with others as you hold their hand and as you take on their pain? Monitor yourself. How much suffering do you allow to enter into your consciousness every day? Suffering that is not yours. Suffering that comes from others. Others who are strangers. Monitor how this suffering trickles into your life. Become aware of what you do about it. Do you shield yourself from feeling anything at all for the suffering of others? Do you have armor around your heart so that you feel nothing? Do you open your heart to the arrows of pain and sorrow that are flinged from the spirits of others? And do you allow that to prick your heart so that it begins to bleed ever so slowly and drain away your life force? Taking on the pain and suffering from others does nothing for you. What it does to us is to take us down into the sewer of despair. Are you depressed today? Do you have little energy? Perhaps it's because of the habit of taking on the suffering of all of humanity. How many of your thoughts are consumed by the dire consequences of hunger and suffering from the billions of people who are on this earth now in dire straits? As you do this audit, consider the possibility that you can make some changes to how you allow the gate to open or close, allowing suffering to enter into your psychic presence. Perhaps it's time to turn the TV off. Perhaps it's time to stop reading the newspaper. Perhaps it's time to stop meeting up with friends who talk about the gloom and doom of what's coming up in the world tomorrow. Your assignment, if you wish to so take it on, is to increase the time that you spend with positive thoughts, with being able to energize your life force, with being able to connect with all of who you are, and with being able to acknowledge and honor the fate of all of those you know and don't know who are suffering now in this moment. Changes on this earth mean that more and more people will be getting ill. More and more people will be suffering. More and more people, some of them those that we love, will be dying. It is all so important to honor their fate, to restore their dignity, and to acknowledge the choices that they have made for themselves, whatever the consequences. Many blessings. This is Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery.